Today's episode, The Early History of the Inyo National Forest, Part 1. In 1893, President Benjamin Harrison and the Bureau of Forestry established the 4-million-plus-acre Sierra Forest Preserve. The preserve was enlarged to over 6 million acres in 1897 and took in a large portion of the eastern slope of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. The Sierra Forest Preserve included the Owens Valley lands directly around the towns of Independence and Lone Pine. In 1905, the Bureau of Forestry became the U.S. Forest Service, and Gifford Pinchot became its first chief. In 1907, by presidential proclamation, President Theodore Roosevelt created the Inyo National Forest on over 200,000 acres of mostly unforested land along and including the Owens River. Why was so much land set aside that did not seem to meet the criteria for national forest lands? The Forest Service Washington, D.C. headquarters stated publicly it was withdrawing Owens Valley land from homesteading or public entry to protect the future water supply of Los Angeles. Public outcry in the Owens Valley was swift. Local newspaper editor Willie Chalfont lamented, "Roosevelt and Pinchot, to help along the L.A. allegiance, overwrote the spirit and letter of the forestry laws in blanketing the fertile Owens Valley with an obnoxious reserve. In its place, the reserve should be covering forest and mountains, irreclaimable by settlers and administered by men of practical sense rather than theorists." In 1911, President William Howard Taft withdrew the lands in the center of the Owens Valley along the river from the Inyo National Forest. But by then, the Los Angeles visionaries had obtained the land and water rights needed to complete their aqueduct, which opened in 1913. Eventually, over 1 million acres of mountains, forest, and lakes were carved from the original Sierra Forest Preserve and made part of the Inyo National Forest. The Inyo's role of being used as a means to assist the city of L.A. obtain its needed land and water rights along the Owens River was over. A dedicated band of 18 Forest Service employees went to work, doing the best they could to follow regulations, administer the land, and coexist with the city of Los Angeles. Land managers have a tough and difficult job, which at times is made a little more so when politics get involved. Here on the lands, along El Camino Sierra.